Proverbs 2, verses 16 through 19. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger, which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. In this passage, we are given our first introduction to the snare of the lust of the flesh and immorality. The strange woman is described as one who flatters with her tongue, who forsakes the path of virtue and purity, and who has forgotten the word and wisdom of God. She is called a stranger for two reasons. All those who are outside the covenant fold of God, who follow the paths of Baal, who are trained in the ways and laws of the heathen, who worshipped strange gods and practiced the religion of the nations round about, were called strangers. As such, she was to be a stranger to the men of God if they were to remain faithful to the Lord. God clearly predicted what would happen if his people intermingled and intermarried with them. They would learn the ways of the heathen and forsake the God of their youth. These women were reared with a lax view of morality and would not consider themselves bound by the strict laws of purity and virtue that God required for his people. Their standards were different. Their outlook was governed by pagan practices, and their lifestyles contained nothing of the truth of God. They were also to count as strangers the women of their own land who had forsaken the principles of holiness, virtue, and honor. They were to be shunned as if they were of a heathen land and strangers to the commonwealth of Israel. Just as Samson was deluded by Delilah, so men are tricked by the flattery and deceit of the woman of low morals as she practices her wiles on his unsuspecting heart. As the ox goes unsuspectingly to the slaughter, so he is led along the pathway of death. Here is a woman who is unfaithful to her husband and to the vows made before God. She has broken her promise to forsake all others and keep herself only for him. Most of all, she has broken her promise to God, and he does not look lightly upon a broken vow. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which you have vowed. Better is it that you should not vow, than you should vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? The sin of immorality is deadly beyond degree. It deadens the soul. It dampens the affections toward God. It incurs the judgment of God. It calls forth the sword of his wrath to condemnation. Our Lord Jesus gave clear and plain exhortation to be ruthless in dealing with this sin. He said, "You have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not thy whole body should be cast into hell." It is an uncommon thing for those who are caught up in this tangled web to recover themselves. The heart becomes hardened, and the mind becomes blinded. The affections of the soul are polluted by the appetites of the flesh. The wisdom of God can keep us from being captured by the evil of a carnal mind and the appetites of the flesh.